Thursday night or Lechofei Teve Shmaitis here. Been in a long time. We talked. Very worthwhile talking. Very good yesodos, we said. But now we have to learn a little also. So we'll go back to the Shmaitis Beis Perek Tesvav. After he answers the Beis Shmuel's Kasha on the Magid Mishnah by saying that if you're dealing with a Ruba de Issa, come on, it's still Mamzavadai Veloy Mamzavsofek, and therefore the Magid Mishnah's rationale and reasoning still applies, and therefore the woman could say Bori that he was a kosher even by Roy Psulim, because by Roy Psulim it's also Sofek Mamzer Mutter. Bahotakosavnu Bishmaitza Aleph Perak Aleph the Gamba Mamzavsofek. Echad Ikaruba Echazoka Havale Mamza Vadai, Lafukimi Mashakosava Preyashua Bikidusha Vayan Shom, Haina Ruba the Lesser, come on. And Shmaitza Aleph, he was talking about a Ruba the Lesser, come on, which is Taka Vadai. Ukmohach Ruba Shom Rudumalavovit, Shmamino Daslinon Bosa Ruba. Havali Roiv Abom and Asvora, the Roiv who came Shehu Aviv. We might be not so happy with the Svora angle, but the point is, it's a Vados. It's a Vados. It's not just a psak that you do B'mokam Aro, but it's a Birur. It's determinant. It says that this is not Trefa. It's not just Anoga. You're not smiling. Why aren't you smiling? I tried to get you a smile. I figured that would for sure get you a smile. Get a smile. Avol gabi porish me rubein erov the talia besvar avadram and besvar yachalias the pirish menamuot kumay min beruba v'namuch v'divishit v'mukobet v'basi v'vadei that the suffix still blinds. I mean, that's the biggest raya of all. That the Shita says by called the Porish, you're left with a Heftz of the Safek, even after you've listened to the Torah and went Bosa Rov, you're left with a Heftz of the Safek. And by Ruba the Lesser, come on, you're not left with a Heftz of the Safek. Avalechad like Sivatar Lamayit Safek. Oh, Avalechad like Sivatar Lamayit Safek. Meaning if there's no Din Asiri Vadi, Vlay Asiri Safek. If there's no Din Mamza Vadi, Vlay Mamza Safek. If the Torah wasn't Mamayit Sofik Beferish, Azlinam Bosaruba Bepiresh, that's called the Porish. Mitan Gzer Sakos of Lachlan Mashim Sinai, Lelech Bosa Porish, Meruba Porish. I don't know why he calls it Lachlan Mashim Sinai, it's learned out from a Posuk. It's learned out from a Posuk. Learned out from a Posuk. By me it says Lachlan Mashim Sinai, I don't know what it is. Again.
Right, it's kind of a oxymoron. Not really.
Ubazet, we're going weiter. Ubazet nichol yashev. According to this, we could be miyashev, mashecha or rashbo or aran, but the cost of a rambam. Kol asfekus mutarim in haTorah. That's the rambam shita. We spent the whole shmaitza aleph on that. Mahad amirim perakasor yuchsit. Omar Rav Advar Torah Shtuki Mutam Yisraelis. Shtuki is a Sufik Mamza. Is Mutta Lovay Bukoho. My time of Rav Ksherin. Because presumably the boil went to heart. And presumably it's Rav Ksherin. My armor dilma ozla e the gambayo havala kavua mamzavali amrachmanavoy mamza suffering. My time osruha. My time osruha because of my little yuchsin. Okay.
It is the kasha.
The lomali craw. I'll call us fakers with the rabbon and also. Lomali craw. Yeah, but.
That's a funny way to put it.
Yeah. That all sveikas are only osur midrabbanan. That's what he means. All sveikas are only osur midrabbanan. So taka, why do you need a pasuk of mamza vaday below mamza sofik?
No, we stand for ourselves.
What? He now answers it. He answers it.
His answer is a different question.
Well, if he mashek the south to. Well, that's the terrorist, what he just said. He just said because of, in a case of called the parish. A case of called the parish, in a regular suffix, you'll follow called the parish. And by Mamzavad, did by Mamza suffix, where the Torah sort of, with the Torah, what word? I'm looking for a word, too tired. Where the Torah formalizes the state of suffix, canonizes. When the Torah formalizes the state of suffix, so then you say, well, Kol Deparish is also the state of suffix. Even after Kol Deparish, you have the state of suffix. Hashengi by other sfeikas, the state of suffix is not formalized and given its own din. That's the common denominator of all these things. Sufik Mamzer or Asiri Sufik, and I would add to that Sufik Saito, is that that's what we said in Shemaitz Aleph, that the Sufik itself has its own din. The site is the Sufik is recognized as a state. Like Saito is really a great example of it, to imagine such a thing, like to picture, to visualize, because she's also B'Torah's Vaday, not because of the tzad she was nivel, that's how we explained it. The state of Sofek is Gufa, is recognized by the Torah, and it's Osir. So anything that's not Mavarer, the Sofek, is not going to do you any good. That's what the Shemites are saying. That's really just to get clear. If the Sofek itself has a din, not the tzad of the Sofek, that it's the Chumra or the Kula, but the Sofek, the matzah of the Sofek has its own din, so that the only thing that will help you is the type of solution that makes a beer on the Sofek. But if it's a type of solution that just tells you what to do, like hold the porish and the like, that the state of something exists. So Bishlam, when the state of something doesn't have its own din, as the state of Sufik, it's just Sufik is a Chumrah, or maybe Sufik is a Kula, according to the Rambam. So then you follow Kol Deparish, right? But if the Sufik has a din, and you're left with a Sufik after Kol Deparish, and then the Sufik continues to have a din, so you should follow that din. That's like a Badostik din.
So okay. The Tariq for the Rambam is the reason we need a Pasuk, even though we say
I don't know the reason you need a Pasuk, I wouldn't put it that way. Having a Pasuk puts it. I know. Having the Pasuk puts it on a different level. Having a Pasuk makes a huge difference. The Pasuk changes its whole status. On a practical level, what you want to hear, a practical difference, is the case of Kol Deparish. But on a Lundish level, it says that the Sufik has a din.
He has the same kasha in Aleph, right? He has the kasha by saying that the Kiddush is like
the Surah. Yeah, but I don't know if he's nochis to this Omek there. There he just says, Lamaisa, it should be Asur, and Kamash Malon, it's Mutter. Because there it's a fancy kind of a Sufik. And it's like Baisura, it's a big Baisura. What?
Yeah, the weighted Sufik. Ikvisur. Weighted.
No.
Ikvisur means that it's not Saul. Like a Rove or a Kazaka would means there's no Sufik. You still have a Sufik.
You're wrong, it's still 50-50. I don't know, weighted to me means. What do they call it? By a pinball machine. Tilt. No tilt. You forgot it.
Okay, so forget it.
Ikbesur does not change to 50-50.
We have a little different question, though. Over here, by Mamzerian, isn't it a Ruba de Leisikam?
No! Why in the world? What?
Because you're saying Rov Ksher in the Gemara. We're explaining
Rov Ksher Metzla means...
By Mamzer, you're talking about.
when the Gemara says Reif Ksherim, it's talking about a Rubadisa Kamar.
Mamzis?
I told you, maybe it's hard to imagine, but that's the case.
It is Stuki's Mutter. It doesn't say in New York, Stuki's Mutter. It says Stuki's Mutter, period.
I want to ask you something. Roe people in the world are not Mamzer. Is that a Rubadisa Kamar or a Rubadisa Kamar? Wrong. You see, you don't understand what the lesser common is. It's a statistic. It's a fact. You take a census, and most of the people in the world are not mamzerim. There's nothing in the Teva of the Bria which dictates. That's the key thing you always have to look at. There's nothing. But there's other ways of mamzerim.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying no. Rove. Share Metzla, I doubt is Rubadisa Kamar. Because I don't think it's in the Teva of the Bria. It just factually happens to be that way.
Agroshiaskina?
Right, that's not called the Rubadisa Kamar. I don't think.
Someone should have by Jews. We're not talking about Goyim, right? We're talking about Jews.
Right.
We don't. It's not in the Teva.
I just explained. Goyim don't have Mamzer.
It's not in the Teva of the Olam that all Jews are not Mamzerim. That's not like a.
It's like saying in a different generation, at a different point in history, if you would have said rogue Jews are Shomer Shabbos, rogue Jews are from, would you have called that a Reuben the Lesser Kamar? The truth. Yeah. So you don't understand what Reuben the Lesser
Kamar is. No, I agree with you.
That's talking about a Reuben the Lesser Kamar. That's a Reuben the Issa Kamar. Eson Lesser doesn't mean if it's on your eyes in the room. Eson means it's a statistic, it's from counting. So you divide up the world into two sets, and there's a majority set and a minority set. That's Ruben the Issa. That deals with Kol Deparish.
But nobody's counting.
Doesn't Mom's matter, is. But it's
it's a demographic fact.
It's a fact. Fact is not Ruben the Lesser.
Fact in nature,
but it's not built in.
Not a fact in nature. There's something in nature which dictates that this should be, that an animal should be kosher, not a trefa.
I don't understand what makes nothing not.
What? Look, if there is, it is. If there's not, it's not. I have no personal stake in how many Ruben the Lesser come on there are, how many Ruben these come on. But that's a good example. There was a point in time when rogue Jews were from. Or even now, you say rogue Jews are not from. That's just that's a good way to prove the point, to bring out the point. Rogue Jews are not from. It's certainly a Reuben the Issa come on, not a Reuben the Lesser.
It doesn't bring out the point. We said Nushim getting married or Pesulos. Is a Reuben the Lesser come on?
Right, but
and it's not true now.
Exactly what I was saying.
I don't know. No, I'm not saying the Reuben the Lesser come on.
The Lesser come on by Pesulos. Even though today, maybe it's not
the. Do you understand what a Reuben the Lesser come on is?
Of course not.
So if the lashon of the Rishonim that the Teva HaBriya produces blank.
Rogue Besulas.
I don't even know if the word is rogue. I think we decided the other day, and I think you were here, that the Teva of the Bria produces Besulos Nisos. The Teva of the Bria produces non-trefa animals. You have anomalies, just like you have kids born with a chromosome, with an extra chromosome, and you have kids born with stumps, chas v'shalom.
But it's called a
Ruben
the Lesser Kamar.
But they're a cloud. No. What I'm saying now is parenthetical, but I think it's very important. We realized it the other day. I don't think the Teva of the Bria is that 80% should be. I don't think. It's a suffix. I want to think about it. But it could very well be that the Teva of the Bria is to produce shalim animals. And you have anomalies. That's all. You have when the Teva went awry.
So the
an extra chromosome and whatever. Kids are born without arms, without hands, without.
So the Rav explained to us that like Rove Besulas is a
Rove Nashim Besulas
is a Lesser Kamar. And even though today it might not be true, the Rav said that's an anomaly. It means there's just a lot of anomalies today. The Rav, that's what the Rav told us.
That's true. Because
so why did he say the same thing about seeing Shomer Shabbos example? Thousands of years, Rove Jews were Shomer Shabbos. Thousands of years.
You can't. It's not a question of saying. It has to be true. I don't believe, if someone will say I'm wrong, so okay, maybe they'll convince me, maybe they won't. I don't believe that there's, in the Teva HaBriya, it's producing Shomrei Shabbos.
That a son is his father's son. That the Gemara says, is the Ruben Leitzer coming, right?
That's a bad example.
But that's a given in the Gemara.
The reason it's a bad example is the Gemara, that a father what?
That this is the father of this the kid we're going to kill.
Rav Bilal Sachar Abal is a very Lomdisha Rav. Because it sounds like a Ruba de Issa come on, and it's probably a Ruba de Lessa come on.
He just tries to set it through Ruba de Lessa come on.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, but if the truth is, a person learning Gemara, if you would confront them, I think they would probably. I don't know. But what's the difference?
Forget what I'm saying.
It is a Ruba de Lessa come on.
Okay, good.
It's a Ruba de Lessa come on. What do you want?
So then, by definition, a Rove Mamzer is a Ruba de Lessa come on.
I don't know if Rove Bilal Sachar Abal is. You're thinking only of Eishes Ish. I don't know. Rove Bilal Sachar Abal. I don't even know if it means the child. Rove people in the world. I don't know. Where does it say in the Shmaitzer that Rov Ksheirim is a Ruben de Lessa? It's not impossible. Rov Ksheirim is not a Ruben de Lessa.
I think we all agree about the rules. It's just we never really defined how to decide. Like, instead of Rov people, not Mamzerim, is that Lessa the Kaman or Issa the Kaman?
I don't know. I never saw such a Rov in Shas. Shas talks about Rov Ksheirim Etzla, Rov Psulim Etzla. It talks about where she lives. Who presumably is in her circle of influence, you call it, who she would have met up with. And that's all the Gemara talks about. I'm not aware of any Gemara, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not aware of a Gemara that talks about it as a Ruben de Lessa come on. Rov Ksheirim Etzla, automatically that should ring a bell in your mind that we're talking about a Ruben de Issa come on. Because we're talking about the amount of people that are near her, that are in her city.
We're talking numbers.
It's not a number thing. It's a Bria thing. It's very close to certain kinds of chazakas, yeah. Or I should really say... That's a good way of putting it. It's a natural order. Of course, it's Hashem made it.
Every second.
I don't want that. But not the same way he did the first 6 days.
I'll email the rabbi later about that.
Then there's not 6 days. Then you should never talk about 6 days.
No, it definitely is.
You should talk about 8 billion days or whatever it is. 8 billion or whatever it is. I'm not good at math. Sheshes vibrations. You should never use the phrase sheshes vibrations. You should ban it from your lexicon.
I agree right away with it. That's different. I'm witness stand.
And Yesh Me'ayim was certainly. Yesh Me'ayim was only the first day, right? Does everybody hold like that? Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone holds like that.
Okay,
Yesh Me'ayim was only that first day. Okay. What's very close is a certain types of chazaka in the Gemara and Ruben de Lessa come on. Certain things like. That the Gemara says a chazaka, the chayr is like it's a Ruben de Lessa, like. Eidom tereich besudo mafsida. I guess it's a chazaka, it's not a rov. And all these things, ain't of them parea tozmano. It's chazaka. I'm not sure why it doesn't always morph into a rope. Maybe because we're not. Maybe it would theoretically, but the Gemara's. Gemara's never talking about like what type of person he is. Maybe if we would be talking about what type of guy he is, like a girl's dating him, and now she wants to know if he's the type of person that's parental smano or not. So then you would say, ain't it the parental smano, and you would say it's a roof. But the Gemara always, I don't know, this has to be checked out. The Gemara says it in the context of, was he parental smano or not? Not, is he a person that's Tareatos Mano or not? So if you're asking if he's a person that's Tareatos Mano, you would pull out the Ruben de Lesser, come on, and you would say, he's not a person that's Tareatos Mano. But if you're clarifying, what did he do? Did he pay up the loan or not? Did he pay up the chov? And you say, he's not Tareatos Mano. So that's a chazoka. The rov is not chal anywhere. It's not asking what kind of a person he is. Is what he did.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened? He pulled out a chazaka. Say what happened.
Because he didn't pay until now, so.
It's not a chazaka to make kara. No, it's not a chazaka to make kara. It's a cheska svar. It's a svar. It's a genre of chazaka.
It's a whole different kind of chazaka.
Yeah.
Like a
well, it's close to a robe. That's what I'm saying. It's not a robe because.
Based on a robe?
Oh, no, it's based on Teva Abria, just like the Ruben de Lesser, come on. That's for sure. But Chazaka is, like all things being equal, Chazaka, status quo. All things being equal, this is probably what happened. This is the status quo. This is what
it's
we will assume happened.
That's just right, we will assume it happened. It's not probably what happened.
Yeah,
just,
I meant we'll assume. We'll assume that's what happened because that's the normal thing to happen. So it has become like a status quo matzav. So if you're asking what happened and you want to know, did he pay Toksmanos, you say, oh, he probably did. Let's assume he didn't. Because people don't. If you would say, like I said, if you go out on a date and the girl asks, the Shatchanim, what kind of a person? Is he a type of person that would be Perea Toksmano? Then you say, no, he wouldn't be Paretos Mano. But are you aware that there's such a rove? Sounds terrible. There's a rove like that. Rove people wouldn't. In fact, it's a rove in the Teva Habria that people don't pay, but they don't have to. When do you pay a phone bill?
Late.
I used to be a person that was Paretos Mano. Then I realized, like, why should I? Well, I'm just giving them money for no reason. And then I became a person that was parea the day of the... Even now I can't help myself sometimes and I pay my credit card bill, my American credit card, my MasterCard. I pay it Tos Mano.
It's a good meter. It seems like a good meter. I don't know.
Maybe it is, but the robe is not passing judgment, value judgments.
But by Shidduchim, it's called Birur, so we're not really using robes and chazakas.
Shidduchim, they ask, what do you...
Efshalavara.
People ask such questions. I think it's so silly. What would you do, like the Shad Chanam asked, where do you see yourself in 10 years? Someone asked my daughter that question. She was once meeting a boy's uncle who was a shadchan. The boy's parents lived in America. So the uncle was here, so she went to meet the uncle. So we thought she's meeting the uncle, but Torah's meeting the father. But he was a shadchan, and he starts asking her all these... I wasn't there. I would have punched him in the nose. He started asking all these stupid shatkin questions. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? What do you do? Silly, silly questions. Anybody that would ask me, where do you see yourself in 10 years? I'd say you know nothing about life. I don't know where I see myself in a week.
Mechadish b'tuvah b'choyam tamid makes amazing.
It's a very common question in job interviews also.
Yeah?
It's a stupid question.
Really?
Where do you see yourself?
Every interview.
That's a valid question. Because they mean in the job.
They mean career-wise. Where do you see yourself professionally?
Meaning...
What are your goals?
What are your goals? It's really just a way of asking, what are your goals?
Also, what are your goals? What do you want to do with your life? Just they turned it into like a job interview. Well, seriously, everyone's got a resume and there's like a list of questions.
The resume isn't so big. It's not a resume.
They
in that
call
sense.
It a resume, though. It's not.
It's just the basic information, so you get the garbage out of the way. Like, how old are you and where did you go to school?
Resume
means I've been married 4 times already. That would be a real resume. It would say, I've been married 4 times. And how long the marriage lasted. That's a resume.
Background.
It's just basically like, it's not Nogeya. She went to this college and she, I mean, it depends upon her resume. My daughter made a resume, but it's only basic information, like how old she is, and where she went to school, and where she's going to school. Doesn't start with the likes and dislikes.
Does it say anything about her siblings? Where they go to school?
No. It doesn't say anything she likes or doesn't like or what she's looking for. I am a vivacious girl with a sense of humor.
Like an ad in the personals.
Yeah, that's what it is. I've seen some.
But the brothers, you had to check out, right? And it comes from the...
You know what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, he said it to a lot of people, but I heard him say it also, that the din of checking out the brothers was only in a period of time in history when a girl stayed home and called Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima. So the only way you had of finding out about her, you didn't have a way. So Chazal HaMiyayitz checked the brothers. But nowadays, don't check the brothers, check her.
That's good to hear. I thought.
Okay.
I come for the juice.
I'm still recovering from my breakout.
Yeah, it was a great email.
Can I ask what's going on?
Well, I'm saying this is what's going on is they're making a siyum on February 27th. And if you go to the siyum, you're going to get a gift packet that siyum. And that's what they're working on, to be Magdal the gift back. You're going to get a Hebrew Nidah Beis. You're going to get the first volume of Chinuch. You're going to get a Yerushalmi Orla Bikurim. You're going to get a Yerushalmi Megillah. Hebrew Mishnayos Kelim. So all these things are now coming down the pike. And they have to be printed, and they have to be...
And after giving the newest...
This is it. Yeah, that's what Mayer Zlatowicz, when he does something like this, he bowls you over with, look what Art Scroll's doing.
It's impressive.
It's very, very impressive. And he is a genius at raising funds. I've seen him in action, and they literally line up to throw money at him when he's finished. At the end of the evening, they line up for the next dedication. They line up. He has them eating out of his hand. And it works. And, so I'm going to the Siyum, but there's going to be much more than a Siyum on the Hebrew Shas Bavli. That's officially what it is. A Siyum on the Hebrew Shas Bavli. They made it on Schottenstein's yard site. The father, Schottenstein. So, they made it on his yard site. So they're finishing all these things now. So
you need to be involved in finishing them.
I am involved, so
everything adapted until this job, it could keep you ongoing for the next
But this week's super duper pressure was the English Yerushalmi Megillah. That's also a marketing thing. That's I'm sure they're gonna sell it, that you should buy it and learn it for Purim. They probably want it out by Tu Bishvat latest. So that had to be finished by tonight, their 7 o'clock. No, so I finished already. I finished my work at 5 p.m. or 4 p.m., whatever. So that's English Yerushalmi Megillah.
Tell them right now.
No. No. They do everything the last minute. That's not... What?
It runs the last step before.
Yeah, but not really the last step. The last learning step. But then there's proofreaders and for typos, and then there's typesetters, and then there's... You know, I'm not really the last step. The last step is when it goes to the bindery. But yeah, I'm the last step in producing the work, and the middle step. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Yerushalmi Megillah. Very interesting Masechta. It's longer, it's the first Masechta I've ever come across that's longer, that Yerushalmi is longer than the Bavli. I mean, in a regular Masechta, obviously I'm not talking about Zerom, where it's non-existent. But Megillah is longer. And you can't tell by the blot, because they're using the new Oiz V'Hodi Yerushalmi, which has a different blot system. But it is longer. It's demonstrably longer. And it doesn't have any of the Agadotah of the Bavli. It doesn't have that whole piece of... No. I mean, it doesn't have that whole piece of Agadotah about the Megillah.
Like, yeah,
it goes into Hilchos Beis HaKnesses much more. It goes into Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah much more. In the back prokim. In Mitzor. Oh, I actually used the Shmites. I used the guy working on Mitzorah. You know, the Mishnah, Ein Bein Mitzorah Muzgar, Le Mitzorah Muchlat, Ela Priyo Prima. So he didn't like, Art Scroll uses, you know, sometimes it's very hard to find the right word. So for years, Art Scroll's been using the word for Mitzorah Muchlat, confirmed Mitzorah. Mitzorah Muzgar is confined Mitzorah, and Mitzorah Muchlat is confirmed Mitzorah. So he didn't like the Lashon confirmed because Smashman is a suffix in Mitzorah Musgar, but his tumah is a tumah vados. I mean, it's a tumah. But Lamaisa confirmed is a good word because that's muchlat. So I don't know. So we were talking about it. I said, Enochami, I don't like the word confirmed. That I would rather have said absolute. This one's an absolute Mitzorah, and that one is not absolute. But then I realized that. You could say the Mitzorah Muzgar is Suffolk, and it's like Suffolk Saita. That you and like Mams of Adavle, Mams of Suffolk. What do I mean? That's Mitzorah Muzgar is Taka Suffolk. It's a Suffolk if it'll become a full-fledged Mitzorah, whatever word you want to use. But it's a Suffolk with a din. You know, just like the Suffolk Saita has a din that she's also, the Matzav of Suffolk produces a Vadai din. So the matzav of Mitzorah Muzgar, which is really a matzav, I don't know if it's a suffix, I put it where he's on hold. He's on hold to see what happens. Like a muberes. In the Maseches Yevamos, the muberes is on hold. You can't do chalitza with her, you can't do yibum, because she's on hold. She's in limbo. But that limbo state has a din, and it's a very severe tumah. The din is very severe. Tumah, what are you looking for? What's safer? Aza Sefer. No, you just take inventory. Okay, good. It has a din.
Full-fledged Dafka sounds good. It's not as fancy of a word. You just said it naturally. It sounds like it would have been a good word.
Yeah, but then what's the Mesor Musker? Half-fledged. What is it? It's really a Mesor that's on hold. And on hold is really like a suffix. It's like suffix sota, I decided. It's like itaka suffix.
What about unconfirmed?
Yeah, but what is itaka? So I think it's like a suffix sota. It's like a suffix if it'll become a Mitzorah. But the suffix has a din. That's what I titled it. This never shows up in print. This is just, you write based on the musig. It's like suffix sota. So here it has a tumor. That's the chiddush. That the state of Mitzorah Muzgar, actually, because Tumah's real. Even though there's one guy in art school that's still screaming that Tumah's not real. It's just a din.
Do you change the word now, or are you still with the same word? Still confused?
No. It was too, it's too widespread. It's in the Mishnayos. It's too widespread. And I can live with confirmed. I think a Mitzorah Muzgar is taka like a suffix. Except, like I said, it's a suffix with a din. With its own din. Okay. good.